Henry. 1-800-449-8686.
We're continuing our series on airport security, and at LAX over the last couple of weeks, you know there have been so many, and LAX is Los Angeles International Airport, forgive me. Some people may not be familiar that that's what it's called, but anyway, we've had a series of shutdowns, security breaches, so-called. We tried to talk to a couple of people who may have left bags around. It's funny how people don't want to admit to that sort of thing, but people will talk about the problems they encounter at the security gates or security checkpoints. What do you call those anyway? The security checkpoints, yeah. Mr. Bozell, are you there, sir? Okay, I'm sorry. Stephen Bozell lives in Corona, California. You had a problem at one of the gates two Friday nights ago at Los Angeles International. All right. Now, the problem we're talking about here is people, I guess, at the gate saw you wearing some spurs. Tell me what the situation was.
I'm a member of a Western wear group. We're a Western wear enthusiast called the Wildtail Hickoks. We get together once a year and around the country. We have a Western wear, what we call a Western wear showdown. These are just people who are enthusiasts.
So you wear Western style clothing?
That is correct, yes. And
okay, so you wear spurs with these?
Yes, I do. That's the one thing that I'm identified with. I have over 6,000 different sets of spurs. Some are antique spurs. I have a pair that belong to Tom Mix, the old Hollywood actor. I have a pair that belonged to one of the Earp brothers, Morgan Earp. So I'm known for my spurs. So we were going to the Western Wear Showdown in Denver, Colorado, which was taking place 2 weeks ago in Denver, Colorado at McNichols Arena. And I'm going through security at LAX on the way to my plane. And I told the people at security, and I told them again, I said, I wear spurs. They're going to set off the metal detector. Please, I'd rather not have to take them off. And besides, there are probably over 100 people that were standing in line behind me. So I told them we got 100 people in line at the security gate.
Right.
That I didn't want to have to take these spurs off. So I said, I'm going to keep them on, and that will set off the metal detector. Please understand that that's what's going to set off the metal detector. And then so I went through.
And that set off the metal detector?
Yes, sir. Of course it would. I mean, they're metal spurs. So they started to do the wand, which I thought they would run the wand on me, and then they started to do a pat-down, which my understanding is they're only supposed to do a light pat-down with the wand, but this guy started patting me down with his hands.
And you were not expecting that?
No, I was not expecting that. I told them that I was wearing spurs. There was metal in my boots, and they're going to do a pat-down on me anyway. All right, I understand that. That's fine. But he's doing a hand pat-down, and he starts going down my leg, and I felt that I was in some discomfort because he's now touching me, and I did not want him to do that, but now he is. And I did have an involuntary response.
All right, by involuntary response, you're saying you had a what?
I get an erection.
Okay. This man was patting you down.
That is correct. And I'm not gay or anything.
No, nobody's questioning that, sir, but you had an involuntary response.
Yes, sir.
Okay, then what?
Oh, I'm wearing the... okay, so I had this involuntary reaction that I did not know anybody could see, but I was wearing $2,000 lambskin dress riders, which is part of the Western wear, and when I turned to the side, I heard someone, one of the security people said, and I wrote this down because my attorney had asked me to, the phrase is, my God, you look like you're in the Village People. And that's when I began to take down the names of every person on that security team.
All right, so in taking down the names of everybody on the security team, and 100 people were waiting to get to the security gate, you caused quite a traffic jam there, didn't you, on a Friday night at 9 o'clock at LA International?
Well, I might have caused a traffic jam.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that's what happened.
Well, but what happened was the direct result. First of all, I was not aware that they do a pat-down with their hands. Second of all, I am not gay, okay? But I did have a reaction to the man patting me down, okay?
All right, well, nobody's... But apparently it was evident through these lambskin dress riders you were wearing?
That is correct, because lambskin is a very supple material, and it shows through a lot. So I became embarrassed. They were making fun of my spurs, too, and the fact that through no fault of my own, after this guy patted me down, I had an involuntary plumping of a part of my body, okay? It was just a slight plump.
But, Mr. Bozell, to sue LAX and the Barnes Security Company...
Well, my attorney tells me that to consciously and intentionally make me ashamed of my Western wear is a form of mental abuse, and also to make me be ashamed of wearing spurs is intentional infliction of gay anxiety when they said that I was one of the village people. Now, what happened was I had become aroused after this fellow patted me down, so I panicked.
And you started to run, right?
I started to run for the men's room, yes, sir.
And a National Guard guy grabbed you.
Yes, sir.
And then what happened?
Well, I guess he thought I was making a run for it. But if you've ever been in combat, maybe you know that when a guy in a camouflage outfit grabs you, you lose your mud.
So you soiled yourself.
Yes, sir. I will tell you that Los Angeles International Airport, California National Guard, and the Barnes Security Company, because I got all their names.
And in the process, 100 people are standing at this gate.
But I got their names, and I do believe that I'm entitled to legal recourse.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You know, we're going through security checkpoints, Mr. Bozell, if I could just have a moment.
Yes, sir.
We're going through security checkpoints. They're difficult enough to negotiate these days. You wearing spurs going through these things.
I told him it would trigger the metal detector.
Well, your spurs triggered the metal detector and caused them to have to pat you down, and then you had an involuntary erection, and somebody said you looked like you were in the village people. So now you're suing them for what?
I don't think they have any right whatsoever to make fun of my Western wear. I have 4 years running, won the Western Regional on the Western Wear Showdown. I am very proud of the clothing that I wear and the culture that we're a part of. Now, those people at security line had no right to yell at me and say that I look like I'm in the village people, okay? Because that's a direct attack on calling me gay.
Well, there's a lot going on here, and I'm not going to call you gay either because I realize that that's a problem for you. But
it'd be a problem for any man.
I understand that. But this guy patted you down, you had an erection, you got embarrassed, you started to run, a National Guard guy grabbed you, and then I guess you lost control of your bowels. Is that right?
That is correct, yes. And all the way back to the car, because I could not catch that plane, I had to catch a plane out the next morning because I had soiled the lambskin dress riders. My wife was laughing. I'm walking back, I smell like an outhouse. And my wife, who I love and supported for 15 years, she decided to go on to Denver alone.
So your wife went on to the Western Wear Showdown.
Right, and as far as I know, and I know Roy Hutchins is there, 5 will get you 10, he's got her rear end up in the air. So all of this comes down to the fact that they made fun of me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number as we talk to Stephen Bozell. As far as I can tell, he held up people at a security checkpoint for over a half an hour, over 100 people, because he was getting the names of everybody on that security detail because they laughed at his spurs and his lambskin jeans. And he held up a bunch of people. Now, I don't know if you've ever flown out of a busy airport on a Friday night, but it's a nightmare to begin with. And those, the new security checkpoints, this guy's going to sue the airport and he's going to sue the security team. Too bad if people are waiting in line. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I want to ask Mr. Bozell a question. Sir, you held up over 100 people at a security checkpoint at an international airport because the security people laughed at your spurs and your lambskin Western wear.
I'm on my way to the Western Wear Showdown in Denver, Colorado. I have to wear my Western wear because when you get off the plane, they greet you And first impression is important, so I need to wear my spurs.
Yeah, but they set off the metal detector, and the metal detector then made the guy frisk you, and you got an involuntary physical reaction. Next thing you know, you're taking down everybody's name. Didn't you think for a moment about the 100-plus people standing in line at that security checkpoint?
Mr. Henry, I'm sorry that some of those people might have missed their plane. But in other words, I'm supposed to let somebody infer that I'm some kind of a gay boy in my spurs and make fun of my lambskin riders, which are $2,000 pair of pants. I'm supposed to let that happen. Is that right?
Yeah, if it means people are going to be missing their plane.
Sir, my wife went on to Denver without me. I missed my plane.
You missed the plane because you soiled yourself after a National Guard guy tackled you.
It doesn't make any difference. I missed my plane. My wife went to Denver. As far as I know, she's in bed with...
All right, hold on. 1-800...
I'm in bed with another man. And...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Sue Ellen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I was just wanting to make a comment about the survivors, and I understand how important it is because first impressions mean a whole lot.
Are you into Western wear at all, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I know exactly how you feel as far as making that first impression because first impressions are lasting. However... Because of the security checkpoints being so cautious at this time, you know, I just feel that it probably would have been beneficial if the spurs would have been in your suitcase, and then you could have put them on once you arrived.
Well, the thing of it is these spurs jangle. They are the special jangling kind of spurs that I wear, and people like it. My wife likes it. She thinks it's very attractive.
Right.
So I'm wearing them through, and I see... Okay, these are spurs. They're going to set off the metal detector, and then the man frisked me. First of all, I'd like to ask the host, or maybe you, ma'am, if you know, I don't know. Are they allowed to frisk you by putting their hands on the inner part of your thigh? Or
I wouldn't know the answer to that.
I don't know that.
I'm not involved in regulation.
He had his hands right up close, and that's what made me get aroused. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And... that right there, and then they start making fun of me like I'm in the Village People.
I think the issue here is, number one...
Western wear people have been made fun of, and they call us homosexual for years. And I think it's wrong.
Right, I agree with you.
All of the men in Western wear competitions are consistently run down as gay blades, gay bait, all this nonsense.
Okay, well,
I'm
not aware of that.
Are you married, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, is your husband involved in the Western wear regalia?
No.
Okay, that's a good thing because he doesn't have to put up with people saying, hey, gay bait, gay blade, and all of that nonsense. See, man, it's easy for you because people can't see if you have something involuntary when a security man touches you. See what I'm saying?
But the issue here is...
But me, they touch me and all of a sudden something chubs out. What am I supposed to do?
All right, well, let the lady finish the point that she's making.
Thank you very much, Phil.
And please stop with the references to something chubbing out, all right?
Well, whatever, I'm sorry.
Well, the issue here is the spurs were going to set off the metal detector.
On a woman, though.
I understand that. Let the lady finish. Go on, ma'am.
The spurs were going to set off the metal detectors. That was the issue. And if you knew that, then I think it would have been... wise to avoid that whole, scenario and by putting the spurs up in your bag.
Well, how do I put them on then after when I get off the plane?
You can put them in the carry-on. Then when you get in the carry-on, then you take them out, you put them on your boots, and then you walk off the plane.
That would ruin my outfit. I got $2,000 lambskin dress riders.
Right, but look what you're having to go through now. You see what I'm saying?
But you're having to go through. Look at all the people standing behind them.
I'm sorry, I can't worry about them people. They missed the plane. I got a $2,000 lambskin rider. I got spurs used to belong to Morgan Earp. And I'm going to the Western Wear Showdown. I've won the regionals 3 years running.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying.
And the other one of them made a crack about a pink bandana that I wore around my neck, which is very standard in most of the Western Wear associations.
A pink bandana.
That's right.
Well, I just feel
like
from my personal
Uncle Billy used to wear.
Okay, yes.
My personal experience on an airline, probably about 3 months ago.
Do you go to the Western Wear Showdown, ma'am, or have you ever not been to the Western Wear Showdown?
No, but I have been on an airplane.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the point I'm trying to make here.
You wear spurs?
Is I'm trying to make a point. If you'd let me finish, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, okay, but a lot of the women wear a kind of metallic underwear, which is part of the Western wear.
Just let her finish.
Okay.
You have security wand waved on. You think your high beams would turn on? You bet.
But the issue here is you wore the spurs that set off the metal detectors. Okay?
Right.
Had you, and now you're in this kind of predicament that you're in. Okay? Had you put them in your bag, then you wouldn't have been even in this mess. You know?
Well, that might be, but wait a minute. But he didn't need to put his hands on me. He could have run the wand over me. How come he's giving me the pat down?
But my problem is, number one, is you didn't think ahead. Okay, because you know if you already know these references.
Well, no, I did think ahead. I said you put the spurs on, they're gonna sit off. Well, what's he doing, patting me down?
So your problem is he didn't put the wand on you; he patted you down.
Right.
And you had an involuntary chubby, as you say it.
Yes, sir.
And you're not gay,
Mr. Henry. I advise you, unless you want a lawsuit, then.
All right. Okay. Fine. I'm not calling you that. I hate to admit this, but
that's part of the issue at all here. You know, I don't, I mean,
well, that's
to be
what the
honest,
security
you,
people called me. They said that I was some kind of village people because I got an involuntary chubster on
right,
account of this guy gave me the. I'm so traumatized by this now. Every time I see a security person, I'm liable to lose my mind.
But I think all this could have been avoided
if you put the spurs in the carry-on. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Sue Ellen.
I really appreciate
your
time.
You ever wear that chainmail underwear?
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
If I heard one more comment about my boots with the 5-inch heel, I heard a guy specifically say, get her and with 5-inch heels.
Get her.
Yeah.
And with 5-inch heels.
That's right. Now, anybody who has ever been in Western wear competition, anyone who has ever performed country music, understands that you often hear muttered under the breath, look at that sissy, look at the gay blade, look at the gay bait going by. It's the nature of the kind of clothing we wear. We're very proud in the Western wear competitions and people who are into the country Western culture. We're very proud of the kinds of hats and vests and pants that we wear. And yes, we do troll quite a few homosexuals, but that is not the intent. Now,
well, lambskin pants that you say are...
they're very supple.
Very supple. I mean, they probably...
Don't go there.
All right. Just, I'm not going to go there. And then you also wear spurs. Don't you wear those to ride a horse or something?
Well, you can, but they're also very sexy. Now, I paid good money for ostrich feathers on my hat. I also have, as I mentioned, a pink bandana that Gene Autry had worn in one of his movies. And
all right, so now you're wearing a hat with ostrich feathers, a pink bandana, spurs, and lambskin riders. And you are... And you're upset that somebody asked if you were in the Village People?
All right, so now you think I'm queer as a $3 bill, is that it?
No, sir, I didn't say that.
Well, that's what you're intimating.
No, I didn't say that. I said you got a hat with ostrich feathers, and you...
I just think people in lineups at airports should be a little kinder to people like me. Because you put on a pair of sunglasses, or you can put on a pair of star-shaped sunglasses, which are the kinds that I have. And I go to the Western Wear Showdown.
All right, let me get this straight. You got a hat with ostrich feathers, a pink bandana around your neck, sunglasses that are star-shaped, supple lambskin dress riders, and boots with spurs on them, and you're surprised and shocked when someone asks if you're in the Village People.
So you are calling me queer.
No, I'm not.
Well, sir, I'll tell you right now, you must be calling me something.
Well, it sounds a little weird. Doesn't sound like... What do you mean you're in a group called the Wild Bill Hickox, a hat with ostrich feathers?
You ask anybody in Western wear, anyone who wears Western wear, anyone who's involved in the country music culture. God damn.
Look, if you're upset, Mr. Bozell...
I don't give a Christ. Give a sweet Jesus.
You can't come on this program and tell me you wear a pink bandana with supple lambskin dress riders and boots with spurs and then get upset and shocked when someone asks if you're in the Village People. No, okay, you're not in the Village People. You're a rodeo rider, yeah. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Lloyd, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. How are you, Phil?
Good, Lloyd. How are you?
Yes, sir, I'm doing well. First of all, I want to wish you and I'd like to wish all of our veterans and all of the members of our armed forces a happy Memorial Weekend.
Absolutely, sir, yes.
Phil, every Memorial Weekend, I do send out Memorial Weekend greeting cards. I'm a veteran of the United States Navy, Korean War.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of the members of my old unit, we stay in touch, and I'll send them out greeting cards. I happen to think, and I might be alone in this, that what our men do in the armed forces is very important.
No, I don't think you're alone in that at all.
Well, hello?
You're on. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was in the post office today, and I was mailing some Memorial Day greeting cards. And on this, the most sacred weekend, I think, in all of our calendar year, because it honors the dead. It honors the war dead, men and women, white and black, who gave their lives so that we can breathe the sweet, fragrant air of freedom. And as I am putting stamps on these greeting cards, there's a woman on a cell phone. Some, you know, woman standing there on a cell phone, and I heard her asking, I don't know who it was, but she asked, how many hot dogs do you want? Now, I will tell you something. On the most sacred weekend that our country knows in terms of honoring our fighting men and women, this, and I will be very gentlemanly about it, woman says to somebody on the phone, how many hot dogs do you want me to get?
Well, all right.
No, I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say it's Memorial Weekend. People buy hot dogs.
You can go into a supermarket and talk like that. You could go into the local 7-Eleven or any of the other areas where the groceries are made. But I'm standing there putting stamps on cards to send to men who fought, some of whom were injured. I know at least three buddies got the Purple Heart in Korea. And here's this
woman. I mean, what's wrong with...
It's just difficult for me to say. And there she is. Hi, hey. Yeah, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Because she... how many hot dogs do you want? And I was so angry that I felt I needed to be moved to action.
And I don't get what made you angry about that. I mean...
This is Memorial Weekend. Are you a veteran, sir?
I'm sorry?
Are you a veteran?
No, sir, I am not a veteran. But there's nobody's... I am second to no one in honoring the work of our veterans.
Well, I don't think you could really understand what it is to be a veteran unless you are one. But I'm going to ask you something, and you tell me what's wrong with this. I felt like I needed to remind her what weekend... I'm so angry, I'm shaking.
Go ahead. All right, so she said she's obviously talking to a husband or somebody.
I don't know who in Jesus she's talking to, but I'm standing there about ready to slip into the mail slot a card saying, thank you for getting your arm blown off for our country. And she's on the phone saying, yeah, and how many wieners do we need? And I was so incredibly indignant that I went out to my truck because I'd been to the supermarket. And, sir, I think there are times that even extreme action is justified. And I had purchased some mustard, and I had some hot dog buns.
So you had hot dogs, huh?
But I had the decency and the common courtesy to buy them in a grocery store and not talk about them in a post office next to a veteran mailing off reminders of a man getting his face blown to bits.
All right.
So I went and I got a hot dog bun, and I pulled my thing out, and I'm saying that...
Okay, all right, look, sir, I'm...
No, I'm saying this, sir, with as much decency as I can pull together. I put my...
You put your... penis into the bun.
Yes, sir, I did. And I put mustard on it. All right, I guess you're going to hang up on me.
No, I'm not going to hang up on you. Is this what you did? What did you do? So you go out to your car, you get a hot dog bun out of a bag?
Yes, sir, I did. Yes, sir, I did.
You put your thing into the hot dog bun, and then you slap mustard on it?
Yes, sir. And I walked back inside that post office. Now, technically, this is not harassing, nor is this any kind of indecent exposure. It's a practice of free speech. But I went up to the woman, and I said, here, I got your hot dog swinging, and I showed her the bun, and I...
So you exposed yourself to a woman because...
No, sir, I did not.
You pulled out your thing and put it in a hot dog bun and put mustard on it.
Because she's in there saying, how many wieners do you want? Into a cell phone the day before Memorial Weekend.
And I still don't get what's wrong with that.
Well, you're not a veteran, sir.
All right, so you put it into the bun.
I put it in the bun. And then she said to me, and you got to listen to this because I have every right to do what I did next. She said, I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail weenie. Now, I blacked out. And
let me get the chronology. You walked up to her and you said, here's your hot dog, and you had your thing in a bun with mustard on it.
Yes.
And she said, I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail weenie.
You know, sir, if you're going to laugh, and I...
Sir, I'm sorry, all right, but you got to understand...
No, if you're going to laugh, it just disrespects the memory of every man who lies at Normandy.
Oh, come on.
Sir, I honestly...
All right, look, she said I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail weenie, and then you blacked out?
You don't ever insult a veteran, and I've got an issue with my anger. And I blacked out, yes.
Well, so what happened? Did she hit you? Or...
No, I came to a couple of hours later, and all I remember, I'm just so...
What?
I had her wig in my hand, and in the other, my hand was still around the bun with my thing in it, and I'm just so humiliated. I don't know.
Well, you ought to be humiliated. It's something that a juvenile...
Well, sir... The fact is that no one stepped up to help me. No one recognized what she was doing. Everyone realized that she'd humiliated the memory of veterans, and I was making a free speech statement.
Let me ask you something. I've heard of people carrying picket signs, and I've heard of people making even performance art.
Well, that's it, because I talked to my daughter. She used to work for a theater in New York. That's performance art as a protest against that thing saying, how many hot dogs do you want in a post office on Memorial Weekend?
And all right, so you put your thing into a hot dog bun, slapped it with mustard, walked up to her and said, here's your hot dog, as a
performance art statement, yeah. And then she said to me, I wanted a hot dog, not a... God dang it.
Go ahead, stay with me, sir.
She said, I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail weenie. Everything went black. I woke up 2 hours later holding her wig and my thing still in the bun. And no one came forward to help. No police took a report. No one said, I'm sorry. I came home. I had to shower.
I would imagine.
The mustard that I used was Gulden's Spicy, which caused some rashing. And for my trouble, I haven't even gotten so much as a call from the VFW, American Legion.
Well, why would they call you, sir? That's going to be...
Because I called them and told them what I'd done, and I'd asked for a call from the post commander by way of commentary, and there was nothing.
I want to ask you something, okay?
Yes, sir.
Of all the veterans that are listening right now, how many of them do you think would be proud of you for putting your thing into a hot dog bun, putting mustard on it, walking up to a woman and saying, here's your hot dog?
I think a lot of them would appreciate the statement that I was making insofar as she had made, you know, she was talking about wieners in the post office.
Well, while you were mailing off Memorial Day cards to your buddies.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then you woke up 2 hours later with so the lady is missing her wig.
You're GD right, she's missing her wig. And that's the only thing that I thought, and I sat down, and I was still holding her wig, and I looked at it, and I thought, by God, at least I did that much. She's running around out there with her big fat ass and her capri pants, bald. And I can tell you, I'm...
You're proud of that.
I'm damn proud of it. I hope that bald witch enjoys her Memorial Day weekend now with her face full of weed. I'm sorry.
All right, it's fine. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how many veterans would consider what you did to be a appropriate statement of protest. I think that Memorial Weekend is intended for people to enjoy hot dogs, hamburgers, and yes, also honor our Memorial Day veterans and our war dead by raising a flag.
You're hemming and hawing. You're hemming and hawing.
I'm not hemming and hawing. I'm saying there's a woman in a post office in the middle of her busy day. She's asking whoever, how many hot dogs do we need?
Well, I think that she would have more respect because I was wearing my American Legion cap.
All right.
And her chopping down all those wieners, I bet you she looked like Telly Savalas in a gay bar. And all of the...
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Let's go back to a phone call. Lloyd, you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're a naval veteran?
Yes, a United States Navy during the Korean conflict. And I got discharged San Diego, California, 1953.
All right. Here is Jack.
Yes.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
I'm almost to a point to where I don't know what to say. I'm just incensed at the fact that someone would do something like that and portraying to be supporting veteran or veterans affairs or veterans memories. I mean, ludicrous.
Doing what, sir? Are you talking about me or are you?
Yes, sir. I'm speaking about your actions, if you even can call them that.
Sir, I was in my naval uniform. I had come from an American Legion function.
And what exactly was it that offended you? That she was in a post office?
She's in a post office. She doesn't have the common decency to say to me, "I thank you very much for your service to our country." She's on the phone with her husband or one of her kids, asking them how many wieners they want for
Memorial Day.
Well, yes, sir.
Well, that's what people do on Memorial Day.
But she did it within earshot of me while I'm putting letters into the mail thanking men who had their arms blown off and everything else in service to the country.
If this was at a memorial, if this was at a funeral, if this was at a procession, I might be able to comprehend, but absolutely ludicrous and inexcusable behavior.
What was? What she did or who are you talking about?
I'm talking about everything that you did.
I took my penis and put it into a hot dog bun and put mustard on it as a way of making a statement about what she was doing to our veterans.
If you were my child, my friend, I would have put you in your room and punished you.
Sir, you're aware of free speech, I take it.
Aware of free speech,
all
absolutely.
Right. That is free speech.
Well, that is technically exposing yourself. It's indecent exposure.
There's no technically
exposure.
To it. That's exposing yourself.
And then
there's no free speech.
No, sir.
It's not in a forum,
sir,
where you're in a theater.
No.
It's not under the please. I mean, this is ludicrous.
No, sir, I'm asking you to consider the fact. First of all, I had it in a hot dog bun. You couldn't see it. And I was...
All right, so why did it have to be your penis?
I said to her, "I got your hot dog swinging." And that's when she made what I thought was an offensive comment. And that's when...
Well, that's when it sounds like you attacked her. And the comment was, "I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail weenie."
I guess you think that's funny, huh?
Well, yeah, I do. Do you, Jack?
I don't think it's funny. I think it's sad. It is
I
absolutely
think it's what she
sad.
Said is sad, yeah.
No, what she
no,
said...
No, I think your behavior is inexcusable. I think, doesn't it liken something to conduct unbecoming?
Sir, let me tell you, I put my time in for this country during the Korean conflict.
Right, so did I, and so did I as a police officer.
You're in the Korean War?
And this is absolutely ridiculous. You would have been brought up on charges, my friend, if you were in the military still.
Sir, you sound a little young for Korea, so what conflict, what?
I didn't say, who said Korea? There were several conflicts after.
I was in Korea, sir. And no
and I appreciate the time you put in. Well, and you have disgraced your time by acting like a juvenile.
Sir, no, a juvenile. So she could sit there within 5 feet of a veteran and talk about how many hot dogs do I want to put in my face this weekend.
Excuse me. She didn't defame you. She didn't spit on you.
Yes,
she didn't
she did.
Call you
yes,
a child killer. What did she do? She was
did.
Asking someone about how she could celebrate the weekend.
No, she didn't say Memorial Weekend. She said, hey, how many wieners do you want? And I said, excuse me, I'm a veteran. How dare you? And she gave me a stupid look, so that's when I went out, and I did the only logical thing I could.
You put your penis in a hot dog bun.
If that's logic, then I tell you, I am lost.
You know, Mr. Henry, you laughing at me on Memorial Weekend, if you were in front of me, sir, I'd put you down. I'd go to the next level.
Well, you know what? So you'd punch me out?
Yes, sir, I would.
You did the next logical thing.
Yes.
You put your penis in a hot dog bun, put mustard on it, walked over to her, and said, I got your hot dog swinging.
You're lucky her husband or her boyfriend or her son was not there.
Oh, I wish her husband would have done something. I wish. As it is.
Well, as it is, you assaulted a woman because you woke up holding her wig.
That's right. And by the way, just so you guys, I guess you guys will get on me for this. But she called the next day asking for her wig because she got my number from the police report, and I told her that no, she couldn't have it, that I set fire to it.
I would like to be her attorney, I tell you that.
All right, listen.
When we were in foxholes in Korea, we would cover ourselves with tarps to stay warm. We called ourselves piggies in a blanket, and I was simply depicting a pig in a blanket in memory of my fellow comrades to show her
by putting your thing into a bun.
Yes.
Okay, I got to get back to the planet Earth now.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because I think that it has nothing to do with your Korean combat, putting your thing in a bun and showing it to a lady in a post office.
You calling me one of them priests?
I didn't call you a priest, no.
You calling me one of them sick priests?
No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I'm saying it's bizarre, dude. And I think what the lady said was funny. I didn't want a hot dog. Well, whatever she said.
She said, I wanted a hot dog, not a cocktail. Well, now, see, you made me say cocktail weenie, and I didn't want to because it offends me.
Well, you've just offended yourself.
You bastard.
What a freak. And she calls the next day for her wig, and he said, well, you can't have it back. I set fire to it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Our website is philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com.